Welcome to our daily prayer for a Thursday, and our theme is the people of God. It was not to the rich and famous, the powerful, intellectual, or influential that you came to earth and entrusted your word, but to fishermen, outcasts, and sinners, ordinary people. And to ordinary people like us, you have revealed the things of heaven, that we might become the bearers of the good news. So we praise you, Lord, for revelation and the message of salvation. We commend ourselves and our prayers to God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That this day and all our days may be full of God's praise. Let us pray with one heart and mind. Almighty God, by whose grace alone we are accepted and called to your service, strengthen us by your Holy Spirit and make us worthy of our calling, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Psalm 119. Verses 1 to 8, rejoicing in God's way. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes. Blessed are those whose way is pure, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies and seek him with their whole heart. Those who do no wickedness, but walk in his ways. You, O Lord, have charged that we should diligently keep your commandments. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes. Oh, that my ways were made so direct that I might keep your statutes. Then should I not be put to shame, because I have regard for all your commandments. I will thank you with an unfeigned heart when I have learned of your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes, so forsake me not utterly. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Selected verses from Isaiah 43. God makes a way for us. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my chosen people, the people that I form for myself, that they may declare my praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Psalm 132, the eternal dwelling of God. Lord, remember for David all the hardships he endured, how he swore an oath to the Lord and vowed a vow to the mighty one of Jacob. I will not come within the shelter of my house, nor climb up into my bed. I will not allow my eyes to sleep, nor let my eyelids slumber, until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the mighty one of Jacob. Now we heard of the ark in Ephrathah, and found it in the fields of Jar. Let us enter his dwelling place and fall low before his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and your faithful ones sing with joy. For your servant David's sake, turn not away the face of your anointed. The Lord has sworn an oath to David, a promise from which he will not shrink. Of the fruit of your body shall I set upon your throne. If your children keep my covenant and my testimonies that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon your throne for evermore. For the Lord has chosen Zion for himself. He has desired it for his habitation. This shall be my resting place forever. Here will I dwell, for I have longed for her. I will abundantly bless her provision. Her poor will I satisfy with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful ones shall rejoice and sing. There will I make a horn to spring up for David. I will keep a lantern burning for my anointed. As for his enemies, I will clothe them with shame, but on him shall his crown be bright. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. A time of prayer. This world is precious. Each day is precious. Each person. May we treat all we meet with care and consideration. May we reflect God's love and compassion this day. We take a moment to listen to the small voice of God within the bustle of the day which has begun, finding a quiet place where we can enjoy precious moments of peace in God's presence. Sit quietly and listen to the sounds of the world around you, both outside and in the place you are. Breathe slowly and rest in God's presence. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, but be not wise in your own sight. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. And we join together saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. As we follow the way of life, we affirm the presence of God among us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God calls us to journey up, sharing in worship and prayer. Jesus said, God is spirit, and whoever worships must worship in spirit and in truth. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to journey in, sharing in the transformation of Christ. Jesus said, remain in me and I will remain in you. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to journey with, sharing in love and fellowship. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to journey out, sharing his love in deeds and words. Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. Eternal God, your Son, Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the life for all creation. Grant us grace to walk in his way, to rejoice in his truth, and to share his risen life, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil and lead us in the way of life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.